Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of She3PO, a female perspective on all things nerdy. We're here, we made it to our first episode. I'm so excited. So, there's so much to talk about, just episode one, but we're going to start with introductions, because it's our first one, you need to know who's talking, because it makes the most sense, so.
Oh, I'm first.
Okay. Yeah, go for it.
My name is Kayla. I've been really into, like, Game of Thrones and Walking Dead and Doctor Who ever since I was in middle school, so, like, 2011, 2012, because it came to me in a very, like, lonely time in my life, so it's been a big part of my life, so I really want to make it a career, and so starting this podcast with you guys, like, allows me to really embrace my fandom, and I love that. That's so nice. That's beautiful.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay. Hi. My name is Kelsey. So, I would say about a year ago, I mentioned, like, offhand that I kind of wanted to start, like, a blog or, like, a YouTube channel about diversity in pop culture. And I've always been into, like, really, like, nerdy things like Star Wars and Game of Thrones. And I always wanted to talk about, like, woke stuff in relation to that. And so I was actually really excited to start this podcast because I get to talk about things that I love, like Game of Thrones and Star Wars, and then also get to talk about, like, stuff that I'm passionate about, which is representation. So, yeah, I'm super excited.
That's awesome. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Okay, so that leaves me. Hello, I'm Tia.
Hi.
So, like, literally 2 weeks ago, I made a tweet, and I was like, wow, like, I wish there was a podcast just run by women where, like, they just talk about nerd stuff, because I listen to a few podcasts, and, like, some of them have women in them, but they're mostly run by men, and they're great podcasts. I'm like, wow, I would really love to hear that perspective. And then Kayla was like, let's do it, like, for real, yeah. Let's do it. So I was like, okay, let's get it done. So anyway, just more about me. That's, like, the start of the podcast. But, yeah, so I've always wanted to start a podcast where we can, like Kelsey said, bring, like, another perspective to these things that we really love, because those are things are really important as well. And I've always loved Star Wars ever since I was a child. My dad forced me to watch them.
You're an OG.
I'm an OG.
literally, my dad had me five.
When I was 5 years old, he made me watch them. Maybe younger, actually. I don't know. But, yeah. And then, like, from that, he also, like, showed me Marvel and everything. So my dad kind of...
Thanks, Dad. He's the real one.
Yeah. Now it's my whole life. So it's great. And then I'll be honest and say I didn't start watching Game of Thrones until about a month ago. But I finished it, I've seen it, and I made it in time for season 8, so I know what's going
on. She's all caught up.
I promise. But, like, if I get some things wrong, don't yell at me, I just got here. Thank you. Okay, so let's just jump right into
something
extremely exciting happened over the weekend.
The trailer
Star Wars Celebration. I was there, by the way.
She was there.
She was there.
It was amazing. Yeah. I cannot replicate the energy in that room. Like,
I bet it was amazing.
Especially, like, when the title came on, I think that was the biggest.
Yeah, I've seen videos of, like, these, like, huge crowds, like, at the convention. And, like, when that trailer pops up, it's just, like, roars of applause. So...
I couldn't stop screaming Ben Demption after I
saw it. Oh my God.
I saw the name and I was like, okay, like, this is
Okay, wait, let's talk about the title. Like, so you think it's the redemption. Like, that's what the Rise of Skywalker means.
How hard is it? Like, it says the Rise of Skywalker. We have one Skywalker left right now. Kylo Ren. So Ben
it has
Solo.
To be him.
I mean, it's so obvious, but that's why it's so genius, because everybody's going to be like, oh, it's, like, Rey again. Oh, it's, you know, Luke. But it's right there in our faces. Like, this has been his story all along as much as it has been Rey's.
I kind of agree, yeah. And plus, the whole series, like, as a whole, has always been about the Skywalker family. Like,
yeah.
My dad mentioned that when, like, Luke died and that it was, like, confirmed that, like, Rey isn't a Skywalker. We don't know for sure. But, like, yeah, like, the whole, like, other, like, series isn't really about, like, other things, it's about this one specific family.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just feels right. Like, this is the last installment of the Skywalker saga. So, when I saw the title, I was like, yes, this feels right. Like I didn't even think that, the name Skywalker would be in the title. But when it was, I was like, I can't imagine it being anything else. Like, it just feels right. So, and I agree with Kayla. I think it's going to be about Ben's redemption. Ben-demption, if you will. It's happening.
Get on the train.
It's going down. It's going to be, like, so great. And I'm so excited. Okay. If we want to jump into the trailer, we're just going to go.
I'm so excited.
Frame by frame.
So
it starts off going into the teaser trailer that was released during
Star Wars Celebration. 2019,
Chicago.
You got to go.
I did not get to go, nor did Kelsey, but I woke up at 9 in the morning just to watch from my bed. So I was there in spirit. I watched it live with everybody else. Okay, so we'll jump right into it. So it starts off, and we're in this.
Oh, the first shot's so good.
It really is. Daisy Ridley.
So good. Where are we?
Daisy Ridley, first of all, so beautiful.
Are we?
Yeah.
Back?
So we're on this desert planet, unnamed.
Is this
Jakku?
Tatooine, Jakku.
There's a lot of sand planet.
There's lots of sand.
I don't like rocks. Sand.
Anakin's Force Ghost is gonna be really mad. He shows up in sand.
Yeah. So we don't know what planet this is. It really could be either one of those.
Or
a new planet.
Oh yeah.
I mean, like, we have so many
planets. So many planets.
Why not just throw in another one? So, yeah, I almost said Daisy. Rey, here, looks concerned. She's breathing really hard, and then we see her take her lightsaber out
best
of her hilt.
Opening
which,
shot.
I mean, Daisy Ridley said this in the panel, that the lightsaber lives. So the trailer just confirms that.
So does that mean, like, she finishes her Jedi training because she...
That's the thing, though. She didn't. Who does she have to train her?
That's another question.
The whole thing was there was the last Jedi, and he's gone.
But
so
that's why Ben Solo is training her right now.
I was gonna touch on that. But let's just talk about the saber for a second. If you notice, it has like I'm trying to get a good shot of it, but it has a piece of leather wrapped around it, so it's obvious that they mended it. Like, this is the legacy saber. So it's not a new lightsaber. That's the legacy saber.
I figure they...
We're good to go. And then we have this
the
amazing
saber said,
shot.
I'm a bad bitch, you can't kill
This, like, super, like, western-y shot of her holding her saber as the TIE fighter is approaching. With her blaster and her...
That.
Oh my god, I love it. It just... yeehaw. And
I like how she still has... The blaster, like she's still the same, like, humble origins, like, I'm gonna use both my weapons.
She's more than just
a Jedi.
Mm-hmm. And we do see her using the saber. I mean, not the saber.
The blaster.
In one of the pictures that they showed during the panel, which is really cool. It's a great photo.
I really like her new hood, like... I think that's awesome.
I want her to put the hood on.
It's going to be like a deeper
fit in this.
So good.
She just looks so good.
Oh my god. Like, where do people in Star Wars get their outfits from? This is a genuine question. Like, do they make DIY it? Like,
to me, it's Padme vibes too. And then if you see her, like, armband, Padme, like, has the same armband, which is, what does it mean? Like,
so then every generation has a legend. We go on. We see the TIE fighter approaching rapidly.
Gosh.
It's coming, and it's riding low. And Rey preps. She's ready. And then she
does
this.
Whose hands are that? Kylo's. Right?
It's Kylo Ren's hands. Those are his gloves.
Those
pointed out that these blue lights like appear on screen when he's so blue. His light side.
Oh, but there's also red.
But, he's the conflict.
Lighting matters, ladies. Okay.
The simple shot with so much meaning.
She's prepped, and she does this sick backflip.
She yeets over the TIE fighter.
And I hear that's, like, Daisy Ridley actually did that.
Yeah that's
did.
Not CGI.
No, yeah, that TIE fighter
she
is
can
real.
Just do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Luke, the whole time this is going on, Luke is... talking in the background.
Which is...
So, I don't know, because that's new dialogue. That's new dialogue, first of all. So does that mean he's coming back as a forest ghost?
I feel like it's possible.
I
because
also feel
they
like
all it's very high.
Yeah,
because they all come back. You know,
it's gonna be like Harry Potter with everybody surrounding him that he loves. Yeah, and Ben's gonna be like,
in the middle,
and Ben's gonna wait. Yeah,
and then Anakin's gonna talk the most.
On brand. Like they're all like Leia's like, you got this, like you can turn to the light, and Han's like, my son. And then Anakin's like, I hate sand. And it's like really dramatic. Okay, anyway, moving on.
And Yoda.
So that shot, like this, like got me so hyped for the movie. Like this alone, if that was the teaser,
that could have been the trailer.
I would have been like,
no,
great.
Yeah, it could have ended with that, yeah.
But it doesn't. It continues. So
another new planet.
Yeah, another new planet.
No, that's definitely a new planet.
Yeah.
Like the sand one, we don't know, but that one,
it's new.
No.
She's fresh.
So it looks like a rock planet.
Yeah, it looked like that's a city.
A little city, yeah.
I love cities in Star Wars.
Me too.
So I'm really hyped.
Kind of reminds me of that, like, scene in Rogue One when they go to find Mads Mikkelsen. What is his character name? I don't know.
God, don't ask me.
Jin's dad. And they try to find him, and it's really dark in that. And it's a dark planet, and they have, like, the base, First Order base there. Y'all don't watch Rogue One.
I
do every day.
It's been a minute, though.
I watch Rogue One probably every week.
Anyway, moving on. And then we get our shot of our boy.
Our man's.
Oh my gosh, this part is also Solo. Him and Rey are doing so much in just this tiny trailer.
I know.
Like, they're just putting in the work.
Yeeting over the TIE fighter. He's, like, slamming people to the ground.
Like,
so this fight
with his lightsaber.
Like, with his lightsaber, yeah. He's using the hilts on the side. Not the hilts. The blades
on
the side.
Yeah.
To throw this man down.
I just noticed that.
Which is cool, because, I remember when this, like, the design of his saber was released, and people were like, what is the point of having these two little baby sabers on the side?
And he was like, I found a point. Like,
and in this trailer, Kylo Ren said, this is the point. Anyway, this fight, like, it just looks so good. Like,
The red, the lighting, because,
I'm, really looking forward to this in the movie, just because it looks so good.
Yes.
And then, of course, he's building his helmet back.
Okay, wait, we talked about this.
Oh, yeah,
it's
not him.
Because the hands are hairy.
That's not him.
Rebuilding the helmet.
We know he has no hair.
Not hairy hands.
On
his
upper body,
so,
the last movie.
I feel like that's very out of character. If he wanted his helmet back, why wouldn't he, rebuild it himself?
I don't think he has the patience to rebuild it himself.
That's a good point.
But does he have hairy friends? I don't know if he has hairy friends. I'm wondering, what does this actually mean? Is someone else going to don the helmet? Because...
Oh, that's such a good point.
Yeah. Because we obviously... Yeah. Maybe we haven't met this character yet. And maybe this is part of a different team that we'll...
And it has been rumored that the Knights of Ren are going to make a comeback in this.
Because
they made them a point in the first installment of this trilogy. And then they, kind of disappeared in the second one. So I'd be really excited to see them come back. And maybe that has something to do with the Knights of Ren. Which would be super interesting.
I definitely don't think he's making that for Kylo.
Sorry, this shot
of
Finn and Poe, standing on the rock in the background.
Look at them.
Everyone
space
just looks so
cowboys.
Good in this trailer.
They really do. They just
showed
really
up
popped
and
off
said, good morning.
For our sins. And you can see Finn holding Rey's staff, which is cool.
Cute.
It's cute. Hold my purse, but, hold my weapon.
And then, Poe actually has a purse in the back.
He does! And a little scarf!
He has, a fanny pack and a scarf, because
he's
said,
going to Coachella,
Poe said gay rights.
Poe on his way to Coachella. I'm dead with the scarf. Okay. And then we have Mr. Lando Calrissian. our man, who's been carrying the weight of the black community on his shoulders.
When I saw him. He deserves this too.
He does.
Piloting and
the Falcon.
Doing.
That's his baby.
Yeah.
And wearing that Donald Glover yellow. I'm here for it. I'm totally here for it. I'm so excited to see him come back. And this is funny because we have a new character.
Jenna.
Yeah. So we have a black woman in Star Wars. There was a question in the panel, about whether or not she could be Lando's relative, which I think is hilarious because every time there's a black character introduced to Star Wars, people always want to relate them back to Lando. And it's just this thing that people do, but I don't think it's important. First
Rose
of all,
had, like, the only two Asian people in Star Wars are related. Rose
That's
and her
true.
Sister.
Yeah, Rose like, and her sister. Like,
there
why?
Could be more than like
one Asian family
yeah,
in the galaxy
just around.
Or like,
not every white character is a Skywalker. You know?
Yeah. So that's
but people
just...
got that too. So
okay, this is wait. This is
you're
like
right.
This is,
oh you're right.
I could go.
That's a point.
It's,
on about
it's just
this.
The problem in the
yeah,
Star Wars fandom.
It really is.
Know.
So
you have to be connected to a family to be relevant in Star Wars. Apparently,
to be important
to fanboys.
Yeah, like but, Rey has to be a Skywalker to be important. I
yeah,
guess.
Of course.
And Jenna.
Wait, that
Jenna.
Line in the new episode of Game of Thrones where Bronn's like, "This fucking family," like that's the rest of the universe.
Bronn said, "This fucking family."
About the Skywalkers.
Me with the Skywalkers.
Same energy.
Truly.
Okay, but okay, for Lando, I can't wait to see him and Ben scenes, because in the novelization, yeah, in the novelization, like, I guess Ben calls him Uncle Wanwo.
That's the cutest thing
Uncle
I've ever
Wanwo.
Heard. Like,
oh
that just
God.
Awoke my cold, dead heart.
Okay, I hope he doesn't die, though.
Lando?
I feel like he's gonna, right?
No.
For
don't even
reason.
Put that into the
yeah.
universe,
okay,
first
like,
of all.
No. I don't want him to, but I feel like he is.
I mean...
That's just signifies the end of the era, because Luke is gone, Leia is...
That's true. I feel like it's a possibility,
yet,
but then also, I feel like fans have wanted him to appear in the new trilogy for
oh,
so
actually,
long.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, they had two other whole movies where they could have easily, like, slipped him in somewhere. So why would they bring him into this one? Just to kill him off.
Yeah. I feel like, too, since Solo did... Like, Donald Glover in Solo specifically carried the weight of that movie on his back. Like, did so well. Like, they might want him in it more.
Hopefully he makes it.
I believe in you.
You know?
King.
And, of course, the Falcon! It's Lando and Chewie piloting the Falcon together once again. It's beautiful. Look at the... Oh, I'm... Oh, so excited to see the Falcon back in action. And the saga is coming to an end.
It really is.
It's so sad.
That's sad.
It like it doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel like this is the last like Skywalker movie, but it really is. And of course it can't be without our general.
I mean, did you hear like the rumors how the people think there might be an ex?
I think I've heard that too, yeah.
That they're playing it up like this, like it's going to be the end. Because then you go into it, like, feeling a certain way, but then there might be an ex.
I mean, I know even if this is the last of this series, like...
About the Skywalkers.
Interesting.
But if Ben was redeemed and everybody lived happily ever after, we could... get something from, I mean, they, and it doesn't have to be, like, anything about Skywalker stuff, it'd just be them on their own adventure, and then we'd, like, know these characters from their parents, and be more about, like, Rey and stuff, rather than being about Luke and Leia and Han, which this sequel trilogy was about.
Yeah.
It'd be, like, its own thing. Yeah.
For sure. And Episode X wouldn't be that far off, because I think it's... And we're not there in the trailer yet, but I'm gonna bring it up. Palpatine, Emperor. I think it's interesting that they introduce like what is supposed to be, I guess, the main villain since Snoke is dead, like to this trilogy, like in the last movie, quotation marks. So yeah, that would be really interesting. But I guess we'll see. Only time can tell for that one. That'd be wild.
Okay, wait. Can we talk about the medal?
Yes, medal. This
it's
is
a
from
callback from
A New Hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like so the very first movie.
This is the medal that Leia...
And they did that with the last movie with Jedi too, the dice.
With the dice.
Yeah. So they're just like
so they're definitely placing importance on artifacts.
Yeah, they're just sentimental. Like
they're
they've
sentimental.
Had those things forever.
Yeah, and I wanna know like why is this in the teaser trailer?
Definitely.
Like does,
that means
like,
it's important.
It's important. So
and like why would she just take it out randomly?
Yeah.
So what does it mean?
What does it mean?
I don't know.
What does it mean? This is the thing about teasers. They're just why? I'm so interested to see how they handle Leia. Just in general.
Because it has to be respectful, but it still has to make sense.
Yeah. I feel like it would be obvious if they, like, if she died and ends up dying. But I wonder if she ends up living. I think they, I mean, I don't know what footage they have, but, like, I feel like they can make it work.
They and could.
I think it would be really beautiful if they did that. But moving on, the last shot before we hear Mr. Palpatine cackling. We have the fallen Death Star ruins, and they're on a planet. So it's got to be, I mean, we don't know if this is the first Death Star or the second Death Star, because there were two. So this could either be Endor.
I think people are like saying
you think it's Endor,
because when Rey's shooting her blaster on that planet in the green area.
It looks like Endor. Yeah, it's very foresty, green. Mm-hmm. You can see some of, like, the greenery.
Yeah.
And, like, this ocean, like, the tides. It looks wild. Like, this is a crazy shot. And, like...
Looks like Frozen 2.
It does. I can't wait for to fight the Emperor with her bare hands. Anyway, yeah, this is a great shot. And, yeah, it's... I'm so excited. I'm so interested to see how the Death Star plays into it. Because Rey's a scavenger, so I kind of feel like they're looking for something in its ruins. What? I don't know.
Someone said that Force ghosts are more popular in areas where, like, they've been. So, mm-hmm. like, they think Palpatine as a Force ghost, if he's not in real life,
would be there. He would be. That would make sense.
But, I mean, Palpatine could be real, or he could be Force ghost. I don't really know.
That's true.
I kind of feel 50-50 on it. I don't know how you guys feel about him being real or false.
I'm gonna be honest, I was shook when, like, his laugh came on, because I wasn't expecting him to come back, and now I'm like, how is he gonna come back, you know? Like,
I just rewatched Return of the Jedi today, this morning, and the scene where he, like, dies, quotation marks, and I mean...
It's not really telling, because they don't show his body.
No, they don't. He just kind of falls down this big tube, and, like, you see, like, light. But
that would mean he's, like, old, old.
Yeah,
like,
old.
He was so old in Return of the Jedi, and now he's gonna so old.
And then, in the prequels, though, he was, like, in that scene where, like, he's talking to Anakin.
He's old in the prequels, too.
I know.
Like, that's his bit, that he's just getting older.
He's old. Okay. But in the prequels, he talks about when he's, like, trying to sway Anakin to turn to the dark side. He tells us, like, legend of this, like, Sith Lord who learned to, defy death or whatever. So...
He definitely has, like, big Voldemort energy. Like, I don't want to die. Like,
true.
I'm here forever. Like,
I'm
I
here for a good
that,
time
yeah.
and a long time.
A long time. Like...
So it's possible. We'll see. He could still be kicking it. Like, who knows? Maybe in the Death Star ruins, he just has this, like, sick pad where, like,
oh my God.
He's been chilling all this time and no one knew. He's just, like, messing with
I mean, maybe he sent out Snoke, you know? Like,
yeah.
maybe that's
yeah.
where he
Someone
came from.
That,
yeah.
yeah. That they were, he's controlling Snoke. So he's been controlling the whole thing the whole time, but we just didn't know it. Which, I mean, I guess it could make sense because then it would give Snoke
a backstory.
Yeah. Because right now Snoke just seems very,
he's just this,
like,
random, ominous villain who exists, but we know nothing about. But yeah, overall, I was, like, super hyped by this teaser.
10 out of 10.
I'm hyped. I'm excited.
Way better than last year's teaser, because last year's teaser didn't really get me excited.
I kind of feel the same way, too. Yeah. I was thinking back, and I was like, I don't even remember.
Yeah. It was, like, the books and everything. It was
Last Jedi.
Yeah.
teaser trailer dropping. Like, I can't even remember that. So
no,
this
yeah,
one
same.
Is, like, I mean, maybe also because it's the last one, quotation marks, but this is, like, a super memorable teaser trailer,
except
I feel like.
Except that Rose isn't, like, there.
Except that Rose and R2 aren't in it.
Yeah.
I'm upset.
Donde.
If
Where
R2 dies,
Donde está.
I will die.
Not
we
to be dramatic, but R2 carries the weight of that series on his back. Have you seen, like, he does so much. Like,
he's the true MVP of this
but
entire
he is,
thing.
Yeah.
All right. So, another thing happened this weekend, which is quite exciting. And it was the Game of Thrones season 8 premiere.
The finale.
I mean,
season.
The finale season, the last season of Game of Thrones.
Season.
There and will ever be.
I know, and it's different for me because I just hopped on this wagon, but you guys have been watching the show for years.
No. I started reading the books when I was in, like, high school, like 7 years ago almost.
Yeah.
And I got into the show, like, after that. So,
really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I did it. I'm so quirky. I read the books first. But, like, yeah. And then I started watching the show when I was in college, like, I don't know, like, 4 years ago-ish. And now it's, like, ending. And it's just so weird because, like, I associate the books with high school and, like, the show with college. And now, like, I'm done with school and Game of Thrones also wants to be done, you know? Like,
that's so sad.
That's sad, wild. Yeah.
What about you?
I started when I was 12.
Wow.
Wow. Wait,
it was the end of the first season.
Oh, wait, because that's when the show came out, though. Yeah. I remember when I was 12, too. Yeah.
In middle school.
I was 12.
And then I, like, every time I hear that theme song, it takes me back to sitting in my living room watching it all night in middle school. And then I read the books during middle school, too. And it's just been part of my life for so long. It's crazy to think I grew up with Game of Thrones, kind of. Like, not even kind of, I did.
You did.
Okay. I'm like 20 now, so.
What's crazy, too, is the books came out in 1996.
Yeah.
Which is when I was born. And so I'm like, wow, like, you know, like, we are the same. I'm the same age as Game of Thrones. Like, and now it's over.
Except.
Well, it's gonna be over.
I mean, hopefully.
They're doing a spinoff, though, aren't they?
I didn't know that.
I heard they're doing a spinoff.
They are.
Of like, because there's so much of like a
before.
Prequel.
Way before. And then before. we have to still read George R. R. Martin's final book.
If he gets there, please.
He's literally writing the first episode of the new series.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, well, how are you writing the first episode of the new series?
And you have you started.
Bitch, what the fuck are you doing?
Priorities. Oh my God, that's so funny. But yeah, I mean, I know it's been highly anticipated, and I was excited, but I don't have, like, the same connection you guys do, so it's cool to hear your point of view. So let's just start with that intro.
Oh my God, the intro? Best intro of anything
was,
ever.
Oh God, like,
everything really about it just... Because now that I think about it, every single intro shows, like, every place they're gonna be in the episode, but in this episode, like, there's nowhere left, you know? They're not gonna go to, like, Yunkai or Meereen, or they're not gonna go... to the Vale or something. There's only King's Landing and Winterfell left.
Yeah.
So they had to show, like, more of that. And they did such a good job, I feel like.
It's so interesting because, like, usually it's just, like, you know, the shot of, like, the places, like, building up. But in this one, like, we actually go into, like, the crypts of Winterfell, which I thought was super interesting.
That was
especially
dope.
Since that location specifically is so important in this episode. So, like, that was really cool.
I love that they showed the hole, like, in the wall, and then it shows, like, the little things that represent, like, the Night King moving through it.
Yeah.
And that was, I don't know, just the detail.
Oh,
like,
my God. It made me stressed out. Like, I was so stressed. I was so stressed when the intro started playing. I was like, okay, we're here. Winter is here. Like, we're going. It's happening.
It really said winter.
Oh, it was
here.
So exciting. It was such a great, like, start to... the final season. Speaking of the final season.
Okay, the episode itself was definitely, like, a setup episode.
Yeah,
there
it wasn't
a ton of action, but I was kind of expecting...
It was a lot of,
like, reunions.
Yeah.
Yes, the theme was reunions.
A lot of people were saying it was boring, and I was like, you're not appreciating that every single episode from here on...
It's going to
die.
Not
yeah.
be boring.
You're
yeah.
not going to be happy.
This
so
is
this
the
is,
last time.
We need this to, like, kind of... tie up everything so we can be happy.
Right. There's a lot of fan service in this episode.
Definitely.
Like,
yeah.
John and Arya. Yeah. And, you know, like, they're...
John riding a dragon.
Like, that was literally...
just pure fan
yeah,
service.
Yeah, they were like,
that was
here
nothing,
you go.
Like, you can have it.
This is what you wanted. Like,
and
so.
Arya and Gendry. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Okay, I didn't ship them at first, but after seeing that scene, I was like
okay.
I'll allow it. Like.
All right.
Like,
it's
was
hot.
Cute.
It
like,
was
and
cute.
Arya deserves, like, I don't know.
She does.
She deserves, like, happiness. She's really
she's
been
through
it. Yeah, and, like,
the
John
and Sansa one was pretty cute, too. I love that they still hug to the, even though, you know, they've been around each other for a while. They still hug it out.
I really love, like... The family relationship. Like, you have, like, such a gross level of, like, incest, and then you have, like, where they kill each other. But there is, like, the good level, too. Like, Jaime and Tyrion, and, like, Sansa, Jon, and Arya, and Bran reuniting. Like, everyone's just so happy.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And that's really, like, wholesome to see that even after, like...
For once.
All that and all that they've been through, you know, they still have that level of, like...
love for each other.
Yes. Yeah.
And then Theon too with
Yara. Yara. I was happy to see that.
Oh my god, when she said you're a Stark, I died. I've always considered Theon a Stark. I've always been a Theon Stark kind of fan. So definitely. I'm glad we're seeing that more.
And he's going to Winterfell to fight for them.
So more reunions.
Redemption.
Yeah? Redemption.
Theon-demption.
Theon-demption.
It's a parallel.
He needs to give Kylo some tips. Like, they need to sit down and, like, talk.
The rise of Greyjoy.
Anyway, back to Game of Thrones. Speaking of Tyrion, we were just talking about him. The Sansa and Tyrion reunion, I thought.
Oh my god, her line, like, where she was like, it has its moment, like about referencing Joffrey dying. Wedding.
That was best so line. Good. And best that was line. Like, that was a reunion I wasn't really like anticipating about, or thinking about, but when it happened, I was like,
I'm glad they established it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad they got to, like, have that moment.
Because Tyrion does, like, after, like, seeing what she's been through, I think he does have, like, that level of respect for her now. Mm-hmm. And, like, for him to, like, see how far she's come is really, like, such a good moment for them both, I feel like.
And Sansa, like, her character development, first of all.
Oh.
Incredible.
I love her so much.
And especially in this episode, you can see it, where, you know,
she's the only one getting shit done.
Because
she's like, what about the food to feed these people? What about this?
What do
like,
dragons eat?
Like, John, you're in love with her. Like, she's whatever they want, asking things. Like, and no one else, everyone's just like, la-di-da. But like, she like is asking the real questions.
She's getting it done. And that there was like, they're talking about Sansa, and he says like, to Arya. He's like, your sister thinks she's the smartest person around. Fuck? And Arya's like, she's the smartest person I know. And I was
she
like,
is.
Tell us.
She is.
And then to Tyrion, like, when Sansa and Tyrion reunite, she's telling him, like, you used to be the smartest person I know. So I just thought that was really interesting, because everyone always, like, praises Tyrion for being, like, possibly the smartest person on the show. But now we're, like, giving Sansa
Tyrion,
the credit she deserves.
Tyrion kind of, he's taking that title back. Kinda, like, his time has ended. Like, like, I thought about this too.
He's got some
like,
dumb bitch energy going on lately.
And I know, like, he hated, like, Tywin and, like, the Lannisters, but I feel like part of, like, the, like, grind that he had that made him so smart was, like, him constantly having to, like, battle, like, Cersei and Tywin.
Right.
And now he doesn't have anything stopping him, you know? He can, like, feel free to do whatever he wants, almost. But, like, because of that, he doesn't need to have as sharp of a mind anymore. Mm. Like, he's taking a break.
Or, it's harder for him to navigate now that he doesn't have that competition.
Yes. Yeah. Because that was his, like, his personality trait, almost, for, like, all of his life. And now he doesn't have that.
That's true. He's just kicking it. Hand of the queen. Speaking of the queen, Daenerys is here in Winterfell.
It was so weird seeing, like, the Unsullied and the Dothraki in cold. Like,
in their
they
coats.
They must be so cold.
Yeah, are they okay? Like, are their horses okay? Yeah, that was definitely super weird.
Like, racist white lady looking at them like,
oh my gosh, that scene where you're like Missandei and Grey Worm like look at each other and it's like, you're the only POC in the room, like exchanging a look, like,
ah, Missandei, love her, first of all. And yeah, even seeing like the dragons in the cold, which they apparently don't like at all.
Well, yeah, they're fire.
I mean, they've been north of the wall, but like, it's still odd. Like, I feel bad for them. Give them a jacket, you know?
they giant, need like, a blanket. Fur, like Jon Snow coat, but like for like for the dragons. That would
I
be
love
cute.
It. And we see Jon ride a dragon, which is exciting.
Thought he was gonna die.
I thought it was almost felt too easy.
Yeah,
you know,
he was holding on for dear life, and I'm like,
but just
let
like
go.
Getting on the dragon, like compared to how long it took for Dany to even get to ride her dragons, he was just like, whoa, like,
well,
let's go.
I also feel like too, like they should. Daenerys and Jon are stupid because like only Targaryens could ride dragons.
So
they should have been like, wait, Jon's riding this dragon. John?
Definitely.
We don't know his parentage. Like, you know, the connection just wasn't there.
Right.
Like, the dragons knew before they did.
Or maybe Dany does know, and she's just cool with it, because, like,
I mean,
she's
a
Targaryen.
Targaryen's a bitch.
That's what they're
saying.
Yeah.
She's like, whatever.
That's what they're supposed to do.
So, speaking of John's parentage.
Okay.
He knows.
Wait, okay, Sam?
That scene was weird.
where he told them or where, like,
when he told them.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird because it was all like, it was my parents died, and then it was like, oh yeah, your parents are.
It was so interesting because there was a lot happening with Danny telling him what happened. And then him, like, directly after, like, in that state of emotion, going to tell John the truth. So I feel like there's a lot of emotion behind it and kind of, like, some motives behind it, too.
Okay, I think I saw a tweet about this, but the setup where he was like, your mother was Lyanna Stark. Yeah. And so for a hot moment, like, because John grew up thinking, like, that Ned was his dad. So he's like, my dad and his sister?
Yeah, like, you know, like that's I'm a product of incest. And if you see his face, it's hilarious. Like, you can, like, see it, like,
Pikachu meme, like,
prime acting. He was like, ooh, wait. And then he goes on to say, obviously.
Doing the math, like.
Yeah, it's so good.
But Rhaegar Targaryen is your dad. Okay, I've mentioned, it's funny, like, they got so lucky that Jon looks like a Stark. Because imagine if he came out with like, Rhaegar's blonde hair.
Yeah.
There's no way Ned could be like, yeah, this is my bastard son, when it literally looks like Rhaegar, you know? Like, they just got lucky,
The
Stark genes are just real strong.
Like, we talked about this first season, the, you know, brunettes.
And blondes,
Because that's how Eddard knew that they were incest, because they were blonde. And if they were blonde, then they had to have two blonde parents.
Yeah. So oh, actually, wait, yeah, you're right.
That's the first season how he knew it was incest.
If Game of Thrones was Mari, this would be over. Like,
you are not the father.
But Ned Stark.
Is it hereditary genes?
Recessive
genes. Recessive genes. There was, like, it was in their, like, ancient books or something.
Like, keep track of this stuff, you know? This matters.
Apparently they know science.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, but I'm so interested to see, like, is he gonna tell Daenerys? Like, will she find out?
He has to,
but then, like.
Otherwise, Sam will, or
true. Bran will, yeah. Bran's on another level. Snitch. He's like, on another level right now.
Are they gonna keep, like, dating, though?
Yeah.
I think so.
I feel like Daenerys will be okay with it, Jon won't. Daenerys will be like, oh, well, if this was back then, I would have married my brother anyway. But Jon, like,
he's not down.
Okay. Yeah, like, Starks are not about that.
They're not about
someone
that.
Someone has to die, because they're not gonna rule together unless they marry.
Right, so if Jon isn't down, and he has a stronger claim to the throne than Dany, she's not gonna be happy about that. She's gonna be mad, so they're gonna have to fight.
That's scary.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know,
they
I don't
actually fight each other, but I think there's a 50-50 chance of everybody dying.
I agree.
Yeah. I don't know who's gonna Thanos die. And there's gonna be a couple main characters that die. Just because they hate us.
I feel like either Jon or Danny's a goner. One of them is at least.
You think so?
I think so.
You might be right. You might be right, honestly.
Okay, I have a theory that they have a baby. I think a lot of people have this theory. Because in the last episode, like, of season 7, Danny's like, oh, I can't have kids. Like, she brings that up
again.
Yeah,
they make it a point.
She's like, I can't have kids. And John's like, how do you know that? Like, the witch probably lied to you.
He's like, let's find out.
Yeah, he's like, let's find out. And I feel like they wouldn't have established that she can possibly might still have children unless she was going to have some children.
Well, that would help solidify their relationship, because John's not going to leave somebody who has their child, and that might make him.
He's a noble man.
Yeah.
He wouldn't do that.
I know. It would be an incest baby, though. So, like, it's still just...
They have lots of incest babies. I mean, Danny's an incest baby.
That's
like,
true.
I mean,
she's doing fine.
Yeah,
like,
we're good. It's
kind
chill.
Of. I mean...
it's a Game of Thrones.
I mean, speaking of babies, though... Cersei
said,
apparently pregnant. She said,
that baby... That baby's not happening. Do you think she's lying, or do you think she is pregnant and she's gonna lose the baby?
I don't know. I feel like either of those things are so
plausible, yeah.
Yeah, 50-50, honestly.
But we all agree there's no way there's an actual baby that's gonna be born and survive, you know?
I feel like, I don't know why she would lie to Jaime, because that's the first time we hear that she is pregnant, is when she's telling Jaime. And at that time, they're cool, they're not really fighting a whole lot, like we saw in that last episode of season 7.
Yeah. So I don't know why she would lie to him about that, you know? Still, she's Cersei, and she's kind of wilding out right now, so okay, it's a possibility.
Can we talk about how she and Euron slept together?
Ew.
And that was a
absolutely
major...
Absolutely not.
No, that's character development, because this is the first time she slept with someone she wasn't related to.
I'm so proud of her.
She made it so far.
She's doing better. Good job, Cersei. We're proud of you. Gold star.
Gold star,
for the first time. Stop. No elephants, though.
Oh, my God.
A tragedy. But then there's a scene, which we actually missed, Kelsey. I feel like we missed this. Because when we watched it together
the first time,
my worst fear happened. While I was trying to turn on the closed captioning subtitles.
It turned off.
Right, yeah. End the scene.
Okay,
the sex position.
I knew she sent him north, though. We're talking about the scene where Cersei sends Bronn north. And she does it to kill Tyrion
and Jaime.
He's not gonna, though, right?
Like, I don't think he's going
to. If I was Bronn, who would I like more? Like, Tyrion and Jaime, super cool, super fun. Yeah. Or, like, Cersei.
Him and Jaime are, like, homies. Like,
no, yeah, he's homies with both of them.
They're friends. Yeah, with both of them. Yeah. That's true.
But I think that will lead to, like, Jaime killing Cersei.
Yeah, no, I think that too. Jaime is going to kill her. Like,
that's the only person who can
kill her. Everyone keeps thinking, like, it's going to be Arya, it's going to be, like, Tyrion. I'm like, no, it's Jaime.
It has to be Jaime.
That would be his ultimate character arc if he kills her.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be.
Yeah, because he kills the Mad King, and now he's going to kill the Mad Queen. That's his bit.
Damn.
That's his bit.
He does.
But it's really interesting, too. And Kelsey, we talked about a theory earlier. I think it's interesting that Cersei is now basically the only major character, besides Euron, who I just don't count. I just refuse to acknowledge his existence. She's the only person, like, main character in King's Landing right now.
Yeah. It's like her and Euron in the mountain up there by themselves.
Pretty much,
and Qyburn, like, those are all just the worst people to hang out together.
Yeah,
like,
mostly everyone is in Winterfell or North.
They are.
So, that's interesting. And there's a theory that I read about today. Don't know who posted it. I'm so sorry. That for the Battle of Winterfell, like, all of the White Walkers are gonna, you know, storm Winterfell and they're gonna fight. But the Night King has a dragon. So he can just fly over to King's Landing and set everyone, including Cersei, on ice fire. Like,
that would
it's a possibility.
So funny.
Okay,
yeah,
I think
too.
You go.
No,
and then I'll go.
I was just saying it'd be hilarious.
Right?
Like, she thought. She really thought that she was safe, but no one is. Yeah. Like, that's the fact.
No,
nobody
is.
Thing.
I think there is going to be a scene where she uses the rest of the wildfire under King's Landing to try to kill them, and she's going to kill a lot of them, but is she going to get all of them? No, because they have a dragon, you know? Like, but I think that's a possibility, and then I think at the end of the theory, like, that we were talking about, Cersei is going to become a White Walker.
Yes. It'd be so interesting.
Wow, that'd be cool.
The Night Queen. Like, she's still a queen, but, like, dead.
That's been her good.
That's been her thing. She just wants to be queen, and the only way she rightfully became queen is becoming the Night.
Damn.
The Night Queen.
The Night Queen.
Like, it would be wild.
That would be pretty
cool. I don't know how the rest of the season would play out.
I know,
Or if it would just end like that, but it would be super interesting, like... Tormund is alive. Thank God. I thought he was gonna die. No, I thought he was gonna die in this episode. Yeah. So I'm so glad he's still around. That scene though, terrifying.
Oh my
gosh,
I literally screamed and like jumped out of my seat.
You
when
did.
That little boy.
It's a fact.
Like,
I saw it. It was
screeched.
So
I was like,
funny.
Was there arms on there? What was around
there was
him?
Arms.
Just limbs.
Yeah.
So whose arms are those?
His people.
His people, right?
Because didn't Sansa send him back
to get more the rest
Lord
of the
Umber.
People?
Yeah.
But those are the people, and they're on the wall.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Literally R.I.P.
Literally R.I.P. So sad. But we see that symbol again that we've seen a few times from the White Walkers.
Okay.
That's
Everyone's like, it's the Targaryen symbol. No, it's the Children of the Forest.
Yeah.
Like,
we see it in the cave, too, when John and Danny are at...
And they also, the Night, or the White Walkers do that. Like, they did that with horses in the first three episodes. Like, horse heads and stuff. Like,
yeah.
They're artistic.
They're like DIY crafts, you know?
Art 101, like...
But I am hoping that, like, if there, like, that there's a meaning behind the symbol and that we, like, kind
of
what it is.
Because there's no way they would keep, like, they took the time to arrange
right?
those arms.
They really did. They
took the time out of their day.
Like, where did they stick it with? Like,
yeah, they had to find stuff to stick it with.
They bring, like, their nails and their hammers and they do it, you know?
And they're like, no, a little
they're
to the
busy.
Left.
They have, like, what are those things? Like, a ruler? Like,
yeah, they're, like, measuring. Is it properly balanced? Oh my god. But yeah, I'm super interested. And I also want to note for the White Walkers, and I was talking to Kelsey about this, and maybe this is just a me question because I'm new here, but what do the White Walkers want? Like,
their end
what
goal.
Are they going for? Like,
okay, George R.R. Martin has said, like, the thing with the White Walkers is, like, so the rest of the series, like, all the characters, it's about, like, how there's no such thing as, like, good and evil. Like, everyone has, like, both. Like, Cersei's obviously evil, but you see moments of her being good, versus Jon, he's obviously good, but you see moments of him being evil, you know? And he said that the White Walkers and, like, the Night King, they're just a force. Like, they don't even have, like, good and evil because... I don't know what he said exactly, but, like, they're like the weather. They're, like, global warming. Like
I was going to say.
Yeah. It's definitely a metaphor for global warming.
It's like Armageddon. Like,
yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. But it would also be cool to see if there's, like,
a
motive. Like, if they are actually doing something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope we see that in this new season. It started off to a great start, in my opinion.
I wanted the episode to be longer.
I did, too.
Yeah. I was like,
and the ending, of course. We had to...
Oh, my God.
Bran hanging out with his old friend. First
the
of all...
The Kill Bill music
Bran.
Playing in the background.
You need to make an edit of that
I know.
Right now. Like, now.
I haven't seen one.
My
I'm surprised
favorite,
I haven't.
My favorite is the... Oh, shit. The music.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Shit. Wait, Fergie. Oh, my God. It's so good. That's literally how I felt when that happened. And I'm so excited to see their interactions. Like,
I hope he apologizes. I know Jamie's
I'm
a changed
sorry.
Person now.
I don't think he's going to. I really don't think
there's
he is.
There's no apology you can make that would like make that okay.
That and like I don't think he's sorry. Like, I mean,
yeah, maybe I'm sorry.
He did what he
sorry.
Had to do at the time. Like at the time, like that's what needed to be done to protect his family. You know,
so. There are a lot of parallels between this episode and the first episode of the first season. Like. It ends with Bran and Jaime having
a moment,
very different moments, but
yeah,
moments.
For sure. And yeah, another parallel when the last time Jon sees Ned, his dad, quotation marks, he says, "Next time we see each other, we'll talk about your mother." And in the crypt, when he's visiting his statue, that's when he finds out about his true parentage. So that was like, ugh. It's poetry.
It really
It rhymes. George Lucas said it rhymes.
George Lucas.
Yeah, he said that once.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know.
Did you guys see that video of George Lucas on the set of Game of Thrones?
Yes, and
what?
Yeah.
Wait, no,
what's going on?
He's talking to Jon and Danny, and they're all just having a good time. And I'm just like,
huh?
Like,
I know.
My brain, like.
They're, what?
I don't know.
That's so
I don't
funny.
Know.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Someone
I need
commented,
to find that.
Like, is that George R.R. Martin? Did he shave his beard or something? And we're like, no, it's George
Lucas.
Hilarious.
I think that's funny, though, because, like, I feel like a lot of stuff, like, obviously, like, the three of us, like, Game of Thrones people and, like, Star Wars people, a lot of people enjoy the same.
True.
Like,
same
notebook.
Things,
so, like,
yeah.
So, like, them doing a collab is, like, yeah, like the fan service, like George Lucas on set of Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
like,
they brought up Game of Thrones at the episode 9 panel. I don't even remember what it was about, but I remember they made a Game of Thrones reference and I was stoked. Like, I was like, yes, they talked about it for like 0.5 seconds and I was like, this was the best thing that's ever happened to me. So, I love that is a thing that exists.
I think they have the same themes, like... Family, good and evil.
True.
Balance.
I mean, Amelia is on Solo.
Yeah, she's Kira.
Oh,
so.
She is, yeah.
I mean, there's they
And
cross.
We have Captain Phasma.
Brienne of Tarth.
Oh, yeah.
There's lots
I
of
love
crossovers.
That. She is a legend.
Truly.
Yeah.
So, one thing I thought was interesting, we didn't really talk a whole lot about it, but the interaction between Daenerys and Sam. First of all, I thought it was it was funny because she's like, hey, like, thanks for saving my friend's life. Like, I want to do something good for you.
I
want to
be nice.
And him, like, being pure, he's like, I just want to pardon so that I don't get arrested or killed.
Everyone else is like, I murdered like 80 people. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I stole like a book. Like,
yeah, that was and she's thing. Like, oh, sweetie, like that's adorable. And he's like,
I was sweaty.
And then he mentions his family. And then she's like, wait.
That was so
you don't mean
sad.
Randall, Tarly. And he's like, yeah, what do you mean? But anyway, the actor who plays Sam gave this interview. He said something like, oh, she, like, her performance was so cold, like, she was psychopathic, you know? Which I thought was pretty strong.
Okay, there's theories about Dany becoming, like, the Mad Queen. Yeah. She has, like, Targaryen blood.
Yeah.
And, like, I guess her dad, the Mad King, like, he didn't go crazy until later on in life. Like, for a long time, he was, like, fine, and then
All of a sudden,
it just, like, flips. So, like, it's possible that that's gonna happen with her, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think it is. I think, though, that the other characters are afraid that it's gonna happen. Yeah. Because, like, she's an incest baby. She has all of those genes.
That's
like,
true.
The odds are not good. So, I think she's proven, like, she doesn't make the best decision. So, I think people like Varys and, like, Sam and Tyrion are gonna be like, hey, like, the thing that happened with her dad could happen with her, and we don't want another Mad Queen on the throne, you know?
Right. And the way she, like, treated Sansa, too, I wasn't very happy with
that. Oh, yeah, I wasn't happy with that either.
It was so weird.
You know, like, a man wrote that. Like,
oh, that's yeah, so true. Yeah. I was ready for them
they
to
would
be like, what
homies.
Up, sis?
Like, yeah. Literally. They would respect each other.
Sansa has every right to act that way, because that's her right, home, that's yeah. her brother. And as Daenerys having a brother herself, I feel like she should understand those feelings of protection.
Yeah, and being like family. A ruler herself. Yeah. Like, she would react the same way to, like, these foreigners coming in.
And Daenerys, like, too, even the Targaryens, like, their bit was never the North. They were never, like, lords of Winterfell. They right. were lords of the Seven Kingdoms. Like, she's just so out of place, like, coming in to the North, like, with opinions.
Yeah.
When, like, she doesn't know anything about the North, you know?
And it made me mad that she straight up, like, she threatened Sansa to Jon's face.
And Jon said nothing. I know.
Which he didn't do anything.
That yeah. boy
he truly is.
Whipped.
That's why when Sansa was like, did you bend the knee because yeah. she's your queen or because you love her? Just, like, she called him out and he was like,
He was like,
I don't know.
Like, and if you love and care about someone, you want to get along with their family no matter what. Like, no matter how they treat you, you want to make them proud.
Especially since they
like
just
you.
Got reunited.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
after
they
all
don't
that
even
they've
know each
been
other.
Through.
Yeah. No.
Okay, wait. Since this is the last episode where everybody's here, Super Smash Brothers, everybody is here. Okay, we have to talk about who do you guys think is going to die?
Ugh. God.
I can't.
No. I don't. It's so hard to say because anything can happen. It's literally so hard to predict. Like I said, I think at least either Daenerys or Jon mm-hmm. is going
and
to die,
to.
If not both of them.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, I really do believe that.
I agree, yeah. I think Arya will live.
I think Arya's gonna live. I think Sansa has a bigger chance
Sansa.
Of dying.
I want her and Sansa. Honestly, all the other characters could die, but if her and Sansa lived on and, like, kept
satisfied,
them, like, I would be happy. I don't think that's gonna happen, but I would be happy.
I think Theon would sacrifice himself
yes.
for the Starks.
For the Starks.
Yes.
I could totally see that happening.
Yeah.
For the Starks.
Tyrion
would yeah.
die, too.
You think so?
I think so. I don't know.
I don't know.
You know how he came
live.
Through during the Battle of... Was it Battle of Blackwater?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, yeah, Battle of Blackwater, and he came through and just, like, powered through that. I feel like that's going to be another time when he's just going to be the commander again.
Yeah.
He's going to be in war.
He can't outsmart the Night King, you know? No. Like, if they were going to go hand-to-hand combat, he can't trial by combat his way out of
right.
But he's so brave, he'd still
he would
goes into
he would
war.
Go out into
yeah.
battle.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
would he survive?
Because a commander can't sit on the side like we learned with Joffrey when he had to go in for Joffrey.
Yeah.
Yes,
exactly. So, that's true. I would like to see him live, obviously.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I could see that happening. I think Cersei's obviously, like, oh, I just Cersei's think she's dead. Obviously a goner, and I do think Jaime's gonna die, too.
I think yeah. Jaime's gonna
just
die.
Just because they emphasize so much that they're twins, they came into the world together, yes, they yeah. have sex together, they do everything together, so they're gonna die together. Like, it's just yeah. gonna
no,
happen.
No, they will.
Yeah. And then Brienne's gonna hold Jaime while he dies, aww. And it's gonna be a beautiful aww. Scene.
And then Tormund's gonna hold yeah. Brienne when she dies.
It's like, oh a, my it's like a line.
They're holding when they die.
Aww. And then Tormund's gonna die. Oh my god. He's gonna die for sure, I think. I don't know. The Hound? Thoughts?
Oh, the Hound's gonna... Okay, I think the Hound and the Mountain are gonna fight. Like, that's obvious. They're gonna epic. Fight.
Yeah.
And I think something's gonna happen with fire, because, like, the Hound's bit is he doesn't like fire. And I think he's going to win, but he's gonna get, like, fatally wounded or, like, turned into a White Walker or something. And then Arya's gonna mercy kill him. Because, like, he's on her list. And yeah. that would complete... That's her crazy. List, yeah. yeah. If she killed him, but, like, I, like, she's at the point now, like, they met, you know? She's not gonna kill him. He's not on her list anymore, you know? Like, realistically. But I think, like, it would come full circle for her and for him if she was the one to, like... Because she didn't. She almost was going to mercy kill
him. Or, like, she left
he
him.
Yeah,
she yeah, he wanted him. Her to kill
he
him.
He wanted her.
But
yeah.
she didn't. Like, she said, bye. But it would be interesting, because the Mountain is in King's Landing, too.
Yeah.
So
They brought him back to life for a reason, too.
Yeah. Like, if our theory is yeah. right, and the Night King rides his dragon over to King's Landing, and we see a White Walker Mountain, I wouldn't be mad. Like,
I wouldn't be mad either.
I wouldn't be mad. Cool. It would be pretty cool. Gendry... I feel like is a god.
No,
you don't think so?
I think since he's the only Baratheon still standing.
Oh, that's true.
He's got a possibility.
I didn't think about that, but I don't know. They're just kind of playing up this whole Arya Gendry thing. And
yeah.
Like,
oh, that's true.
I feel like
die
it's not gonna
sad.
Last. As nice as it is, yeah. it's not gonna last.
The Starks cannot be happy.
No,
for too
they
can.
Not
like,
it's not their bit. They have to be miserable.
I'd be sad though. Baratheons are my second favorite house.
Really?
Yeah, I love the Baratheons.
I've never heard, like, what? Baratheon love before.
Yeah.
What?
Do you like that. Stannis? Like,
no. Yeah. I love...
Wait.
Stannis' brother...
Renly?
Yeah, Renly yeah. is the best. And
the
then
gay one? Yeah, he's
Sirion.
The best.
Okay, that's true.
Is her name Sirion? The girl? The little girl?
Oh, Shireen. Oh, she is the
her.
Best. Yeah, you're right.
We have a lot of great Baratheons.
You're right.
That's true.
What other house we have, like...
Just some really
like,
bad
even
ones
also.
Okay, even the ones you don't like Stannis and Robert, you have to kind of respect them because yeah. they are, like, commanders and they do, like, fight well and stuff like that.
I liked Robert. Know? I mean...
Robert wasn't all that bad.
Yeah, he wasn't. He was a good
he
king.
He was on the throne yeah. for a reason. Like, things were peaceful when uh-huh. he was on the throne, like, for a reason, you know?
That's true.
Like, it wasn't until after his death when everything went to shit. So, you do have to... Even though he was a terrible ruler...
I think he was a good ruler, but a bad husband.
Well,
I
yeah.
think he was a bad ruler and a bad husband.
But, like, I think he has his moments, like,
you he's know? Fair, that's why. He's
yeah,
just,
he, like,
yeah.
he did what needed to be done. He wasn't like Ned, where he was like, I gotta trust everybody and be yeah. nice, you know? He was like, no, like, we're not trusting any of these people.
What about Bran?
Oh my god.
Bran! Can we talk about Bran for a second? What's
build
he on?
That boy some
What's he
rants.
Doing? Like, is he gonna live?
I.
He's the three-eyed raven.
His arc is so weird now. Like,
I know.
It's so
hard
weird.
To say.
Yeah.
I think if he does die, he'll die in that form, but the three-eyed raven will live on or something.
Oh,
like,
true.
He'll warg into something or something will happen.
Yeah.
Like,
but yeah, lots of theories just stemming
so
from
much.
One episode.
I
so
know.
Who knows what the rest of
someone's
this season
die
will
next
hold.
Episode.
Oh, yeah, no.
I think someone's gonna die next episode. I feel like this episode was like, all right,
everyone's
nice.
Here.
Everyone's here. And they're gonna start dropping like flies from here on out.
No,
like,
yeah.
that's just how it's gonna
okay,
happen.
And the third episode is the longest episode. So that's gonna
that's
be, the
has
biggest,
to be the
big,
the biggest. The big fight.
Everyone fights, everyone dies. Like,
it's gonna be crazy. And I can't wait to see it this Sunday.
This
Are you ready?
No.
No?
I'm not. I need
no.
to prepare. How? I don't know.
Episode was too good, that's why. This. So after
it's
being
just,
so good, it's
yeah.
going
to
be
too, almost too good to be true.
Really bad, yeah.
I'm just so scared that, like, when bad things happen, I'm going to be upset, you know?
Like, yeah. Because now we don't have the books to tell us, like, no, oh, yeah, the Red Wedding's going to happen. We're going in so blind. Yeah.
There's been no there's been no spoilers either. Like, no leaks. Like, because last season was kind of leaked.
Oh, yeah.
But the whole episode. Yeah. But this season, like, no one knows. Like, even the actors don't fully know.
Because they
like,
filmed different scenes to fake us out.
Yeah. They did a bunch of
things. They do that with Endgame, too.
Yeah, I heard that, too, yeah.
Which, by the way, comes out in, like,
5 days.
Five.
Oh my god, 6 days.
Like, a week.
Yeah.
That's like, wow, we can talk about that next.
Next time. Mm-hmm. I think so. So yeah, I think that's our first episode.
All right.
Our next one is, obviously, we're going to talk about Game of Thrones. Episode 2. It'll be great. Kelsey's going to Florida, so she said
Disney World.
I'm seeing Endgame in Florida, so I'm just going to spoil it for them because I'll be seeing it 3 hours
this
ahead.
This is disrespect, first of all. Well, have fun in Florida. We'll just see you next week. And yeah, so that was it. Thank you so much for listening to our first episode. It was a wild ride. We had so much to touch upon this week with Star Wars and Game of Thrones.
And next week will be even more.
Even more, because so much more is going to happen.
We might cry
Game
next week.
Yeah, if you hear some sobbing, mind your business.
Great. Bye.
But that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening. Follow us on Twitter at she_3PO. And on Instagram,
she3podcast.
Yeah. That's it. So follow us. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you guys next week.